Here we are at the Cambridge Club Festival. It is a Sunday afternoon. The sun has been out for what is one of the most definitive disco acts of all time, absolutely bringing 40 years worth of brilliant music to the stage. It was, of course, Uncle Funk's Disco Inferno. Just off the stage, we are with Uncle Funk himself. It is Mr. Simon Baker. Simon, how was that, being on stage again today?
It was brilliant, yeah. I mean, obviously, we've had an enforced period of time off, and that's been quite difficult actually, because when you're a performer, you kind of live off that a little bit, and the energy that you're sort of giving out every weekend. So to stop that for 13 months or so was tough. So to now be coming back and doing it all again is fantastic. So that felt great. You know, the crowd were with us, and we had a wonderful time.
Well, you are, of course, a regular here, aren't you? So you were here at the last Cambridge Club Festival in 2019 on the stage with Sister Sledge. So it must be great now, a festival that's gone from one day into 2.5 days. It must be great to be part of this festival again.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And we're so grateful to the Cambridge Club for booking us every year. I think this is the third time we've done it, actually. And hopefully we can continue playing here, because we love it. It's a great crowd, it's a great festival, and it's an honour to play here.
Well, what we saw today, it was a real spectacle. Now, we remember seeing you last time in lots of white sparkly outfits, lots of massive flares. You have had a complete makeover. There is nothing less than a complete, it's a whole wardrobe full of orange and gold feather flames, headdresses all over the shoulders. So you've had a complete revamp during lockdown, haven't you? How did that come about?
It came about because the Black Lives Matter movement made us sort of question certain elements of our outfits that we had previously, and we thought, like, we've got to kind of move with the times. And we also, over lockdown, lost a few band members as well. So it was the opportunity then to sort of have a rebrand and a rethink. So we've even renamed the band. So it's now Uncle Funk's Disco Inferno. And with that comes the flames and the fire elements. And so it's actually been great fun to rebrand it and give it a new look. And the new band are fabulous. I mean, it's such a slick-sounding thing now, so I'm really happy.
Well, I guess, obviously, not being able to perform together during lockdown, creating that new band, new look, you know, almost like starting in a little bit. How did you manage to get the band working so well together so soon? Because I guess it just relies on these sorts of festival events now as much as you can to get that live performance going.
Yeah, it was very difficult, in fact, to rehearse up all the new members during lockdown. There were only sort of little periods where we could do that when we came out of lockdown for a few months. Then we all got into the rehearsal studio and did a load of work. But otherwise, it was just relying on people doing their own homework. And then our first gig together was actually headlining a festival down in Kent called the Marvellous Festival. So that was a real baptism of fire, if you pardon the pun. And it all worked. It all slotted into place really quickly. And since then, we've played festivals every weekend, and they've just been going down really, really well. So, yeah, I'm amazed and pleased that it's all slotted into place so quickly.
Well, the crowd were clearly enjoying that today. And I'm conscious in the music selections, obviously, you've got a record in the past and mentioned your top favourite music, the Cheaper Freak, which was your finale there, Boogie Wonderland, Boogie Nights, I'm Every Woman, Lost in Music, all performed there brilliantly today. But also there's tracks like Get Lucky. So I'm assuming it's going to be a really high bar for some of the modern tunes to get into what is a classic disco sound.
Yeah, I mean, we've put a few modern sort of contemporary songs in there, but they do have to tick that disco box. So if it's got elements of disco, if it sounds like a disco tune, and let's face it, a lot of the modern tunes do borrow very heavily from that classic era, so it means that we can sort of consider them and pop the odd modern song in the set, which actually then keeps the younger elements of the crowd happy as well. You know, it's songs that are more relevant to them. So a smattering of contemporary tunes doesn't go amiss here and there.
Well, also, you mentioned before that the new band can contains some really fantastic pedigree of performers that have played with some of the great stacks of all time. So you've got Mike Brooks on bass, played with Bonnie Tyler, and also Bobby Harrison, guitarist, played with Cliff Richard. So I really have to ask the question then, in choosing the music that you adopted for the new look, you weren't tempted to become a Cliff Richard tribute band by any chance?
No.
Living Toll Summer Holiday, congratulations though. Well, it's just a brilliant sound, and the reality is that music is grounded in our culture, that whole sense of the disco sound, and you can see it in the audience today. And what was extra special is it's not just a stage performance, it is an audience performance as well. So you were out there in the crowd leading all of the brilliant dance moves. So tell us a little bit about, obviously in the mix, you've really building it almost like an aerobic session for the audiences there. You know, everyone's got the moves, you're teaching all those moves to everybody. How does it feel like people are really engaging like that with you when you're on the stage and you can see all those moves being performed back at you?
It's great, it's amazing, but of course these songs are meant to be danced to, so I think sometimes that if you show people a move, then they're going to get in step very quickly, and that just, you know, gives you a sense of community in the audience, you know, that everyone's doing the same thing. It just heightens the enjoyment, I think, you know.
Well, it did seem like it was thoroughly enjoyable, and getting out there in the audience and participating in the rowboat was quite a special moment. So on behalf of anybody, that was just a brilliant set. Thank you so much, Uncle Funk. That is Simon Baker. And we've got to say, obviously, the new outfit, the new budget doesn't still stretch to something you can wear on your top half other than feathers.
I'm still working on my top half, actually. But to be honest with you, you know, it's such a hot and sweaty thing to do, fronting a band like this that's so energetic, that having the top off is actually quite an advantage.
Yeah, on a day like today when it has been really nice and sunny. So, Simon, thank you. We gather you might be doing a bit more charitable work. We've spoken to you in the past about the work you've done around Patworth. So that might be something that's on the agenda going forward.
Yeah, definitely. I want to pick up my brother at this point, Matthew Baker, who swam the equivalent of the English Channel a year and a half ago now for charity, and he is a massive inspiration to me. And so, yes, in turn, anything that I can do for the various charities in and around Patworth where he lives, for sure. So, yeah, hopefully we can come back and do a show at the Patworth Village Hall at some point.
Brilliant. Once you get that lined up, by all means, come into the studio and we'll have a good chat about that to line that up. So, Simon Baker, Mr. Uncle Funk himself, thank you so much for talking to us and have a great rest of the festival.
Thank you. Certainly will, and you guys as well. And thanks very much.